Reflecting on the mother they lost, William and Harry, who for 20 years have been learning to live with this most public of bereavements. At the time, Diana's death caused an outpouring of grief that is still discussed today. Mass hysteria, believe some. But others say this was the moment when British taboos about showing emotion in public began to fall away. Her story began as a fairy tale, or so we were led to believe. The truth, less happy, the marriage to Prince Charles, cold and loveless. But Diana was glamorous and seemed to glow in the spotlight, although it was the insatiable media interest that eventually led to her death. When Diana died, crowds gathered here at Buckingham Palace and demanded that the Queen return from Scotland, that she talked to her people, that she showed that she cared. The Queen did that, and even today, it's seen as a transformative moment for Britain's royal family.
I think one of the reasons people still feel incredibly connected to her is that ability to, the ability she had then to challenge our stereotypes, to challenge our thinking, to challenge our behaviour around HIV, our behaviour around, you know, that whole, it's not my problem, it's their problem. She crossed all those boundaries.